listening to the story and singing the songs from the chapter from Milarepa's life story and 100,000 songs called The Meeting with Chirarepa. And the way that we do this is that we all listen to one person read the story, and then we all sing the songs together. And you're probably familiar with this from the Rain of Wisdom readings. And this is also the traditional way that it's done in Tibet and by the Tibetans, is to not just sing the individual songs, but to listen to the story and sing the songs together. And Rinpoche very kindly this year spent a lot of time explaining to me the stories, which I never would have been able to understand without him, and also the profound songs as well, so that these could be translated and shared by everybody, all of his Western students. So it's Rinpoche's really incredible kindness that we could have this, because otherwise I think there are very few people like Rinpoche who could understand the Tibetan in all of its aspects, both the idioms and the profundity of it, to be able to explain it so we could translate it. So that's just sort of the background. And that much said, I would have asked, I don't see Jeff here. Oh, he is, okay. Would you please read the story?
Which one?
It's... Yeah, you have to buy a copy. That's right. I actually have an extra one here, so... Okay. The meeting with Chirarepa. And when we get to the... I'm sorry, but I have to ask you to stand. That's the tradition. Sure. Thank you very much. When we get to the songs, then I'll sing a few lines just to give you an idea of the melody, and then we can all start over together from the beginning of each song. Thank you very much.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back.
And then it says, like, he sang the Dear This Vajra song. Yeah. And then during the song, if you want to sit down, that's great. That's good.
I know he wouldn't do that. The meeting with Chirarepa. Namo Guru, Jetson Milarepa, put his heart sons and daughters into retreat in their own individual places in the mountains and went himself to Gurta in Nishan, on the border between Tibet and Nepal. In this secluded land, ominous-looking mountains towered into the sky, blanketed by clouds and mist that poured forth unceasing rain and snow. To the right, the howls of wild predators could be heard from the tall peaks of sheer rock cliffs, while vultures soared overhead. To the left, deer, antelope, and mountain sheep frolicked and played together easily on soft hills of rich grass. In front, in an abundant forest filled with a great variety of bright-colored flowers, langurs and monkeys leapt like acrobats through the treetops, while peacocks, nightingales, and many other species of beautiful birds tweeted and sang sweetly while dancing with their wings. Just in front of Milarepa's practice cave, rivers murmured soothingly as they flowed from their sources of snow and spring in the mountains and granite hills. It was a serene and enchanting place. Milarepa took up his abode in a cave named Kataya, located in one particularly rugged and hidden area of the region, where all the conducive conditions to practice gathered together. Virtuous spirits attended and served him, and he settled into the samadhi called a river's steady flow. Then at one point, from the mountains above the cave, there came the sounds of the loud barks of a dog, followed by a huge crash. The Jetson thought, up until this point, my concentration has flourished here. Now I wonder if some obstacle is coming. And he went outside the cave. Sitting on top of a large flat boulder nearby, he abided within non-referential great compassion. Soon a deer approached. It was black, and each hair in its fur had a silver tip. Its movements showed that it was terrified. Unbearable compassion arose in the Jetson's heart. He thought, as a result of its past karmic actions, it has taken birth in a body like this. Now, even though in this life it has done nothing wrong, it must experience unendurable suffering. How sad. I must teach it the Mahayana and lead it to everlasting happiness. And he sang the deer this Vajra song.
At the feet of Lord Mapa, from Lord Rock I bow. Please bless sentient beings to be free from pain. You've now a deer's body and a head of thorns. Thorny-headed deer, listen to Miller's song. At the feet of Lord Mapa, from Lord Rock I bow. Please bless sentient beings to be free from pain. You've now a deer's body and a head of thorns. Thorny-headed deer, listen to Miller's song. Now you run away from things on the outside, but you never find freedom from ignorance inside. You cannot abandon your body or mind. You cannot get rid of the whole outer world. So it's time to abandon your own ignorance. It's time to abandon your own confused thoughts. The truth of your karma is too fast for you. How could your illusory form escape that? If you're going to run away, let your mind run. Let your mind run straight to enlightenment. Any other means you try to use to escape are only confusion, so just let them go. Let go of confusion and sit down right here. See how death brings you such terrible fear. You look at the far mountain with the hope of escape. You look at the near mountain with the fear you'll be seized. So you wander samsara filled with hope and fear. Naropa's six dharmas I'll explain to you. I'll teach you to meditate on the great seal. I'll teach you the practice of Mahamudra.
So Milarepa sang, in a voice like that of the god Brahma himself, so beautiful and pleasing to listen to that it would immediately capture the mind of anyone whose ears it touched. The Jetson's enlightened compassion completely pacified the deer's fear and suffering. With tears dripping from its eyes, it quietly approached the Jetson, licked his robes, and lay down at his left side. The Jetson thought, that barking before must have come from a dog who wanted to harm this deer. I wonder what it is like. Sure enough, a female dog soon appeared. It was red with a black tail and wore a cord around its neck. Its nails on all four paws were broken from running on rocks, and its long tongue was hanging out of its mouth like a red banner. It was barking angrily and violently. A dog like this, who can leap through the air like lightning, is what was chasing the deer and meant to do it harm, Milarepa thought. Whatever this dog encounters, it sees as an enemy. It is never free from angry thoughts. Oh, how I wish its anger would dissolve. Milarepa's sorrow motivated him to sing this song of open compassion to the dog.
Lord Mapahav, Lord Rak, I bow at your feet. Please bless sentient beings, that their anger may dissolve. You've got a dog's body, but the face of a wolf. Angry wolf-faced doggy. Listen well to Mila's song. Lord Mapahav, Lord Rak, I bow at your feet. Please bless sentient beings, that their anger may dissolve. You've got a dog's body, but the face of a wolf. Angry wolf-faced doggy, listen well to Mila's song. You think that whatever appears is your foe. Anger and bad thoughts agitate your mind. Wrongdoer, now you've taken birth as a dog, and you always suffer from hunger's gnawing pain. The pain of the glaciers never lets you rest if you don't capture your own mind inside. Capturing the body of another won't help. If you want to catch something, it's time to catch your mind. Give up your anger and sit down right here. See how this anger agitates you so. You look at the far mountain and fear you'll lose your prey. You look at the near mountain and hope you'll make your catch. You wander samsara filled with hope and fear. Naropa's six dharmas I shall explain to you. I'll teach you to meditate on the great seal. I'll teach you the practice of Mahamudra.
This Dharma teaching that the Jetson gave out of his great compassion, sung with the exquisite voice of Brahma, completely pacified the dog's anger. Whereas before it was growling, now it whimpered and wagged its tail as it approached Milarepa and licked his robes. Then the dog lay down at the Jetson's right side with her snout between her paws and tears rippling down her cheeks. She and the deer together were like mother and child. The Jetson thought, there certainly must have been a bad man following behind these two animals. If he knows where they have gone, he will come here. Just as Milarepa predicted, after some time there appeared a dark-faced man with angry red eyes. He was holding up the bottom of his chuba as he walked. He wore an antelope skin coat, a lasso rope slung over his shoulder, and carried his bow and arrows in his hands. He was panting heavily, and so much sweat was streaming from his head that you could not tell if his face was shining with perspiration or blood. When he saw his dog and the deer sitting next to each other, like mother and child, he thought, "I wonder if this meditator has done something bad to my dog and the deer." Then he became angry and shouted, "These repas and meditators are everywhere. They're way up in the snow mountains when you're trying to kill some game. They're in the towns where people trade and fight. One or two of them die, but they never run out. You have made my dog and this deer totally useless. Let's see if your cotton clothes can do the same thing to my arrow." He drew back on his bowstring and notched an arrow. The Jetson thought, "Even though these two animals are naturally ignorant, they still understood my Dharma teaching. He is a man, so if I explain the Dharma to him, he will understand too." And he said, "Man, there is plenty of time for you to shoot your arrow, so first please allow for some time to listen to my song." Then, abiding with his enlightened mind, filled with wisdom, love, and power, in a voice like Brahma's, the Jetson sang to Chirawa Gompo Dorje the following song of realization.
Mighty Lord Siddhas, I supplicate you, grant your blessing that all five poisons dissolve. You've got a man's body, but an ogre's face. Ogre-faced man, listen to Mila's song. Mighty Lord Siddhas, I supplicate you, grant your blessing that all five poisons dissolve. You've got a man's body, but an ogre's face. Ogre-faced man, listen to Mila's song. A precious human body is so rare it's taught, but when I see one like you, there's nothing rare at all. With the form of an ogre, you do so much wrong. You scoff at the suffering of the lower realms. You may fulfill your desires in this life alone, but negative deeds won't bring you what you want. Give up inner attachment and you'll gain city. Taming outer appearances will never work. Now is the time to tame your own mind. Killing this deer will not satiate you. Try to tame outer enemies and they only increase. Tame your inner mind stream and be free of foes. Instead of wasting your life doing negative things, practice genuine Dharma, how great that would be. I'll teach Lord Naropa six Dharmas to you. I'll teach you the practice of Mahamudra.
Gampo Dorje listened quietly to Milarepa's entire song and then thought, "I do not completely believe what he said. Nevertheless, look at my dog and the deer sitting on his right and left side. Before, one would have been so angry and the other so frightened, you never would have seen them together. Now, though, they are lying next to each other, like mother and child. As for me, even in the middle of deep winter snow, I never dropped my arrow before, but today I had no power to hold it, and it dropped from my hand. This man is either a master of black magic or an extraordinary lama. I should go see how he lives. And he went to look in the cave where Milarepa had been practicing. Apart from some plant roots and turnips, no other food or provisions were to be found. When Gampo Dorje saw this, such great faith arose in him that it nearly knocked him over. Lama La, he asked, who is your lama and what dharma practices do you do? Where do you stay? Who are your friends? What are your material resources? The Jetson replied, the places where I stay and the friends I keep are like this. If you can follow me, then come along. And he sang to Chirawa Gampo Dorje this song of realization.
After I sing a verse, and then we'll sing the song through once, and then this song has a bonus because there's a dance that goes along with it. And it's normally a dance that's actually danced by three people. And Elizabeth was one of the three who danced it. So tonight, she will very kindly demonstrate us this dance of three people with just one. And the intention is that after she does that, then when we have time, then other people can learn it too. And we can all do it. So I'll sing a verse, then we'll sing the song one time through, and then we'll watch the dance. Tilo, Naro, and the translator, Marpa, these three are Yogi Milarepa's lamas. If these three lamas are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The lamas, Yidams, and Dakinis, Milarepa makes his offerings to these three. Making offerings to them is good enough for you. And follow behind this Repa. Tilo, Naro, and the translator, Marpa. These three are Yogi Milarepa's lamas. If these three lamas are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The lamas, Yidams, and Dakinis, Milarepa makes his offerings to these three. Making offerings to them is good enough for you. Then follow behind this Repa. The Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, Milarepa goes for refuge to these three. If asking them for refuge is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The view, meditation, and the conduct, these are the practices of Milarepa. If these three practices are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Snow mountains, granite mountains, and mountains of earth, these three are where Mila does retreat. If these three places are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Antelope, deer, and mountain sheep, these three are Yogi Milarepa's livestock. If these three livestock are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Lynx, coyote, and mountain wolf, these three are Yogi Milarepa's guard dogs. If these three guard dogs are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Grouse, nightingale, and big vultures, these three are Yogi Milarepa's housebirds. If these three housebirds are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The sun, the moon, and the stars, these three are Yogi Milarepa's vistas. If these three vistas are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Gods and demons and some rishis,
These three are Yogi Milarepa's neighbors. If these three neighbors are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Monkeys, langurs, and gorillas. These three are Yogi Milarepa's playmates. If these three playmates are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Bliss, luminosity, and non-thought. When Miller feels down, these three cheer him up. If their cheer is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Nettles and garlic and leafy greens. These three are what Milarepa eats. If these three foods are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Water from the hills, the snow and earth. These three are what Milarepa drinks. If these three drinks are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Nadi, Prana, and Bindu three. These are the clothes Milarepa wears. If these three clothes are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa.
Okay. Tilo, Naro, and the translator Marpa. These three are Yogi Milarepa's lamas. If these three lamas are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The lamas, Yidams, and Dakinis. Milarepa makes his offerings to these three. If making offerings to them is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. Milarepa goes for refuge to these three. If asking them for refuge is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The view, meditation, and the conduct. These are the practices of Milarepa. If these three practices are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Snow mountains. Granite mountains and mountains of earth. These three are where Mila does retreat. If these three places are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Antelope, deer, and mountain sheep. These three are Yogi Milarepa's livestock. If these three livestock are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Lynx, coyote, and mountain wolf. These three are Yogi Milarepa's guard dogs. If these three guard dogs are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Grouse, nightingale, and big vultures. These three are Yogi Milarepa's housebirds. If these three housebirds are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. The sun, the moon, and the stars. These three are Yogi Milarepa's vistas. If these three vistas are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Gods,
and demons and some rishis. These three are Yogi Milarepa's neighbors. If these three neighbors are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Monkeys, langurs, and gorillas. Monkeys, langurs, and gorillas. These three are Yogi Milarepa's playmates. If these three playmates are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Monkeys, langurs. Bliss, luminosity, and non-thought. When Miller feels down, these three cheer him up. If their cheer is good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Nettles and garlic and leafy greens. These three are what Milarepa eats. If these three foods are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Water from the hills, the snow and earth. These three are what Milarepa drinks. If these three drinks are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa. Nadi, Prana, and Bindu three. These are the clothes Milarepa wears. If these three clothes are good enough for you, then follow behind this Repa.
So Milarepa sang, and Gampo Dorje thought, his actions really are in harmony with his speech, and his faith grew even greater than before. Tears flowed down his face. He prostrated, placed the Jetson's foot on the crown of his head, and made this prayer of supplication. Jetson Rinpoche, I offer you this deer, my dog, arrows, bow, antelope coat, and lasso. My dog and I have done many negative things. From this point on, we will abandon negative actions. I supplicate you, please lead this dog, Lokchang Marmo, to the higher realms. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. And please give me, Chirawa Gompo Dorje, Dharma teachings, and lead me on the path to liberation. Then he expressed his supplication in an offering of song.
To my right is a black deer bejeweled by white horns. If I kill it, I'll end hunger for a whole week. I don't need it, Lama. I offer it to you. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. Please lead Lokchang Marmo to enlightenment. Please lead Gunpo Dorje to liberation. To my right is a black deer bejeweled by white horns. If I kill it, I'll end hunger for a whole. I don't need it, Lama. I offer it to you. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. Please lead Lokchang Marmo to enlightenment. Please lead Gunpo Dorje
to liberation. To my left is a she-dog named Lochamamo. It could snatch any bird from right out of the sky. I don't need her, Lama. I offer her to you. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. Please lead Lochamamo to enlightenment. Please lead Gunpo Dorje to liberation. I have got this black lasso with its jewel of a noose. It could rope any yak crossing the northern plains. I don't need it, Lama. I offer it to you. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. Please lead Lochamamo to enlightenment. Please lead Gunpo Dorje to liberation. This antelope coat with its lining of fur can keep you so warm even in the deep snow. I don't need it, Lama. I offer it to you. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. Please lead Lochamamo to enlightenment. Please lead Gunpo Dorje to liberation. In my right hand I hold my four feathered arrows. Whatever they hit, they just penetrate through. I don't need them, Lama. I offer them to you. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. Please lead Lochamamo to enlightenment. Please lead Gunpo Dorje to liberation. In my left hand I'm holding my great white birch bow. Its string roars with sound louder than thunder claps. I don't need it, Lama. I offer it to you. Please lead this black deer on the path to great bliss. Please lead Lochamamo to enlightenment. Please lead Gunpo Dorje to liberation.
So he supplicated and made his offerings of the deer, dog, and so forth. Then he said, Lama La, please allow me to follow you and be your student. I will just go and collect some provisions from my family and then come back. Lama, will you stay here? If you will go somewhere else, please tell me clearly so that I can find you. The Jetson was pleased that Gunpo Dorje had offered him the deer and his other possessions, and that his mind had turned towards the Dharma. He said to the hunter, Son, abandoning negative actions in order to perform positive ones is fantastic. However, it will be difficult for you to keep your promise to go home, then leave your family again and return to where I am staying. Even if you are able to leave your home, it is not certain where I will be, so it will be difficult for you to find me. Therefore, it would be better if you stayed here and practiced Dharma and cut your ties with your wife and children. If you follow me right now and practice Dharma as I do, that would be excellent. The reasons why I wander around unpredictably are like this. And he sang this Vajra song.
I am the amazing mountain Repa, an incredible yogic guy am I. In the 3 months of summer, I hit the snow mountains where the clean wind blows the dullness clear away. I am the amazing mountain Repa, an incredible yogic guy am I. In the 3 months of summer, I hit the snow mountains where the clean wind blows the dullness clear away. In the 3 months of autumn, I go begging for alms, all the while I practice equal taste, and I get lots of sampa. Keeps me nice and warm. The 3 months of springtime are when I like to stay in the granite hills and the plains. That keeps me from getting sick with vile or phlegm. It keeps those bad illnesses away. And all year round I'm in meditation, undistracted with diligence and joy. This makes sure that when the body dies, suffering will not arise. The spy of non-distraction is always on the lookout, watching to see what thoughts arise. That's the way to conquer the disturbing states of mind. It's the way to defeat the poisons by. Whatever food I get, I just make do with that. That is the clearest sign of the happiness that comes when wants and needs are few, when there's little clinging to material things. I exert myself continuously in the practice of the Dharma. That's the sign this yogi has great diligence, that doing good things brings him great delight.
That is amazing. I am going to practice the Dharma from the depths of my heart. I will just go now to give my wife and children some advice and gather just a few provisions to support my practice, and then I will come back right away. Please stay here until I return, he supplicated. The Jetson replied, if you are intent on practicing the Dharma from the depths of your heart, meeting with your wife and children is pointless. If you have the willingness to undergo the hardships necessary to practice the Dharma, you do not need any other provisions to support your practice than that. Plants, berries, and so forth, these are the food of austerity, and they alone are sufficient. The time when this human life will end is uncertain, and your current noble intention to practice Dharma is in danger of changing. Therefore, stay here right now. Before you give any advice to your family, listen to my advice for you. And Milarepa then sang this song of realization.
Listen here now, Hunter Chirawa, to my song. Thunder makes a loud noise, but it's just empty sound. A rainbow is pretty, but it soon fades. People may find some joy, but it's all just a dream.
Sense enjoyments give pleasure that causes suffering. Listen here now, Hunter Jirawa, to my song. Thunder makes a loud noise, but it's just empty sound. A rainbow is pretty, but it soon fades. People may find some joy, but it's all just a dream. Sense enjoyments give pleasure that causes suffering. Composite things seem so permanent, but they quickly end. The wealth you had yesterday, today is gone. The people with us last year, now this year have died. Excellent friends have become enemies. When you eat healthy food, it turns into poison. The ones that you've cared for, in turn do you wrong. The bad things you do only hurt yourself. Out of 100 heads, you like your own best. Though you have 10 fingers, the one cut is what hurts. Out of your whole family, you like yourself most. The time has now come to take care of yourself. This life is impermanent. You will soon die. Putting off Dharma practice is a bad thing to do. The family you love throws you into samsara. It's time to rely on the Lama right now. Then you will find joy in this life and the next. It's time to practice true Dharma right now. It's time to practice true Dharma.
Listening to Milarepa's song, Chirawa Gampo Dorje's mind turned irreversibly towards the genuine Dharma. He did not return home to see his family, but rather stayed with the Jetson, requested instructions, and began to meditate. When a few experiences began to arise, he reported this to Milarepa and requested that the Jetson hold him in his noble compassion and give him teachings on how he should continue his practice. The Jetson was pleased, saying, "Your good qualities are beginning to sprout. Now you should practice in this way." And he sang this Vajra song.
When you want to rely on a genuine guru, from your heart supplicate him again and again. When you're meditating on the Yidams and Dakinis, generate their image clearly again and again. When you want to rely on a genuine guru, from your heart supplicate him again and again. When you're meditating on the Yidams and Dakinis, generate their image clearly again and again. When you're meditating on impermanence and death, think, "I do not know just when I'll die," again and again. Whenever you meditate on Mahamudra, meditating short sessions again and again. When meditating on all sentient beings as your mind, perfection. Sustain your practice evenly, not in fits and starts, to see if your mind's in harmony with Dharma. Don't do lots of different things, bring it all into one, to reap the harvest of the divine Dharma. Give up worldly activity once and for all. The deities will provide you with what you need. So do not accumulate wealth with negative deeds. Do not get rich through avarice. This is your samaya with all the dakinis. So give up worrying about your future. With your mind up and in attachment to this life.
After Milarepa sang this song, he gave Gampo Dorje all empowerments and practice instructions in a complete and perfect way. Gampo Dorje meditated accordingly and brought his experience and realization to their ultimate perfection. He became known as Chirarepa, one of Milarepa's heart sons. At that time as well, the deer and dog gained liberation from the suffering of the lower realms. It is said that the bow and arrows Chirawa offered to Milarepa in that cave are still there even today. Thus ends the story of the Jetsons' meeting in Nishan Gurta with his heart son Chirarepa.
Beginning tomorrow morning and every day at 9:30, then we'll sing a different story. We'll listen to the story and sing the song. So please bring these books with you at the 9:30 session. And then if we finish in advance of 10:30 when Rinpoche comes, then we can have time to, if anybody has any questions about anything in the stories or the songs, we can talk about that, and we can take a little break before the teaching starts. So tonight, I think we'll just close with an aspiration prayer that Rinpoche likes us to sing. You'll find it on page 11 in the first visit to Ragma, if it's numbered the same. Okay, so it's the very last verse of this song on page 11, the last four lines. And what we do, this is an aspiration prayer that Milarepa actually sang. And we just, the way Milarepa sang it is, may you live long and be free of illness. Enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May you always practice Dharma and benefit beings. So this is an aspiration prayer that Milarepa sang to a student of his. His name was Labar. But when we sing it together as our own aspiration prayer, then whenever you say you, we just change that to we. And so I'll sing it once, and then we can all sing it together. May we live long and be free of illness. Enjoy freedom, great resources, and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. May we live long and be free of illness. Enjoy freedom, resources and happiness. Next life, may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings. By this merit,
may all attain omniscience, may it defeat the enemy wrongdoing, and the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death,
From the ocean of samsara may I free all beings. By the confidence of the golden sun of the great east, may the lotus garden of the Rigdon's wisdom bloom. May the dark ignorance of sentient beings be dispelled. May all beings enjoy